Welcome back to the Union Edge Labor's Talk Radio. I'm Brittany Sheets, and I'm here with Angela Bachman today.
Thanks for joining us wherever you are, maybe online on theunionedge.com, Facebook or Twitter or iTunes, or on your regular radio. We always love having you.
And a thank you to the Teamsters International Union and the United Mine Workers of America. Thank you guys for your support. And joining us right now, we have our friend Connie Maben from the United Steelworkers. She does a lot of stuff, wears a lot of different hats. She's with some really cool groups. Welcome to the show, Connie.
Thank you. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
We've been busy.
Yeah.
I'll say.
Yeah, there's lots going on, and I'm sure you guys, you probably can't even see straight.
Yeah, it's but you know, I guess it's been this way for a while, right? There are unfortunately lots of fights on many different fronts, and fortunately there are lots of good things in the works as well. So busy is good.
Yeah, well, it seems that we've been seeing some losses, but also a lot of wins. Particularly right to work seems to be very just depends on where you are.
Yeah, I would put that in the unfortunate column that, no surprise post-election to see some of these anti-worker laws in many forms, that not just right to work, which is a horrible name, hate to even use the words, but basically, it's legislation to take away rights from working people and their families, and taking away the ability to have a voice to bargain in good faith for fair wages and health and safety protections and health care and all of the things that we all have and would like to have. Those laws are sweeping the nation, unfortunately, and we're seeing them pop up in many, many states like New Hampshire, like Iowa. This week we had a good week in New Hampshire. Our union, many other unions and many others, worked really hard, worked together to help defeat that legislation in New Hampshire. So that's a victory.
Any victory is a good victory. And I mean, it's a great victory that we can fight back right to work. Any step in the right direction, I think we need right now.
Yeah,
absolutely. Absolutely. And I guess if you want to look at it on the positive side, I mean, I know the election was very divisive, and we're no different than America, right? We're a union of humans, and they all have different opinions, and voted for different candidates. And this is one issue where we really do see union members come together, regardless of what your political party is or for whom you voted. Being strong in the union and having strong union rights is something that we tend to all agree on, and fighting to protect those rights brings us back together. So in a way, I guess it's a blessing, but it is, obviously we'd rather not have to have these fights.
Yeah, exactly. And yeah, on that note too, people are paying so much more attention to politics and how it affects their life than they have in years, I think, because suddenly they're realizing that, wow, this really does affect my day-to-day life, and I really better be noticing.
Absolutely, absolutely. And that's what we find, we're finding in our union. And we've got a very active union. We always have. Our members are really educated and really active in all of our states. And of course, with the Next Gen program, the young workers in particular, what we find is that they're not only active on issues of policy and legislation, but they're also really active in their communities. So, it's interesting, exciting, fast-moving times.
Yeah, the news is ever-changing, and though there's a lot of negative, and I feel like in some ways it discourages people, but I actually feel like some of this has actually brought people to, I guess, fight back more and unite, because they're just tired of the negativity, so now they're just kind of like trying to fight back against it, which, hey, I mean, that's a good thing, especially if it's getting people out there and it's inspiring them. It's not necessarily a good thing that they were inspired by, but if it inspired them, then that's good.
I think we're having some really important conversations as a movement, some of our allied movements, even in politics. I think some of these are really difficult conversations. I don't have all the answers. I don't think anyone does. What we're seeing in many cases, we've never seen anything like this before in terms of what's coming out of D.C. And, so I think that it is there is great potential there for this to be a defining moment for us to bring people together, to sort of galvanize the movement, get people active again, hopefully introduce new people into the labor movement. I mean, unfortunately, one of the downsides of all of this so-called right-to-work legislation and, you know, some of the bashing that you're seeing from Washington, D.C., we still have this uphill battle to climb when it comes to what the union movement really is all about. You know, so having those conversations, as difficult as they may be, we could hopefully get something positive out there, because I think the more we show people who we really are and what we're really about, some of those stereotypes get broken down, and, you know, ultimately people realize that we're not all that bad.
Exactly. And I've also heard many more conversations lately, to your point, about intersectionality and mm-hmm. the idea that all social justice movements, including the labor movement, and so many others, you know, Black Lives Matter, women's rights, LGBTQ rights, all of those, you know, we have so many things in common, and it's important not to exclude anyone else's issue when you're fighting for your own.
Absolutely, absolutely. And, you know, I don't think any one particular group could be successful on its own. You know, and there are so many things right now to fight for and to fight against, that really having a unified front and coming together where we can is probably one of the only ways we're going to really be successful, because otherwise it's just going to be chaos and we're going to be so divided, and we really do need to sort of all be pulling in the same direction. And if you look at labor history, or you look at the history of the country even just in general, I mean, the great social movements in our country happened when women and people of color and people who were workers, when they came together, immigrants, you know, we all came together to fight for justice, really, and fairness, and those are the moments in our history where we've been successful, and I think we're, in a way, coming back to that again.
I definitely agree, and something that I'm liking that I'm seeing is the fact that, yeah, people are putting aside some of their issues that, you know, might have been a sticking point for them before, to realize that the bigger picture, we have to work together and come together and be kind and try to understand people. Fighting doesn't get you anywhere. You have to have a civil conversation.
Yeah, and that's easier said than done.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I think
yes.
that, you know, if we're being honest, you know, as I say, these are difficult but important conversations. And, you know, it's really, I think, impressive and important that the labor movement is part of that, that, you know, our union is part of that as well. And, you know, we say all the time, you know, the union represents people of all backgrounds, and, you know, it's not just one particular kind of person who deserves representation. So, you know, but these are difficult conversations to have. Figuring this out is going to be tough, you know, especially when you don't kind of have to wake up and check Twitter to see what's the fight of the day.
Yeah.
You know, so it's and I think really important, particularly for young people. I think this is a real moment for young people to step up and be courageous on not just the issues of fighting, because, you know, fighting, quite honestly, doesn't appeal to a lot of people. You talk about constantly fighting, and that turns people away. People don't necessarily want to join something just to get into a fight.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so really thinking about how we even talk about the moment that we're in, and really it's about what are we trying to build together, and why are we coming together, and what is our agenda, I think is really important. And young people, I think, at least in my experience at the Steelworkers, what I find is our young members are the ones who, like, they kind of say, why are we even talking about race and gender and all this stuff? Because that doesn't matter to us. Can we just get to the business of the day and, you know, build the country that we want to build? So I feel like in many ways, young people are a lot more progressive. They've already kind of moved past some of these issues that maybe others haven't, and have really new and interesting ideas. They know how to use technology and social media and Twitter and all of these tools of the day. You know, so I think this is a real moment for young people, young activists in particular, to step up and lead the way. And I'm excited to see that happen.
Yeah, definitely. I'm definitely looking forward to the future here because I feel like we do have a bright future. We really do. There's a lot of really great people who are trying to join the labor movement and understanding and learning about it every day. Pew just put out a poll that they did. It was about a couple weeks ago. They just announced it. And I was really surprised. It said 75% of, I think, individuals under the age of 30 approved of labor unions.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, that's fantastic. And that is great. I mean, it definitely went down as the
I think a lot of that is because we're the ones getting screwed.
Yeah, I think we're learning, but I think that there's hope. I think that gives us some reassurance that we're kind of looking past some of, I think, what our parents' generation believed in things and kind of breaking out on our own a little bit.
Yeah, and it's actually not surprising to me when you break it down and you think about what our values are as a labor movement and the things that are important to most young people who are just sort of starting life's journey and have big dreams and just want a fair shot. It really isn't a surprise. What is surprising about it, I think, is we've been so conditioned to think negatively about the labor movement because of what our opponents have for 30 years now been trying to convince people of, which is just not accurate, you know, that we're bad, that we're lazy, that we're unfair, that we're to blame for all of these things that are going wrong with the economy. And we all know who work in this that that's not true. And I think fundamentally young people know that the system or the, you know, the economy, the world, whatever is sort of unfair and stacked against them, but they don't necessarily make that connection to the labor movement. And that's why I really do think it's important that we maybe change the way we talk about ourselves, that we show up in these rooms where you have some of these young people, young leaders who do have our values and who are attracted to what we do once they get to know us. Because we can't depend on anyone else to do it for us. If we let them control the conversation, you know, you would think we're the worst people in the world. So I'm not surprised on one hand. I am surprised on the other hand. But I do think that it's a tremendous opportunity.
I definitely agree. And we are out of time. But real quick, what's the website if anybody's interested in joining NextGen?
Steelworkers.org, or you can check us out on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. We're at Steelworkers.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for joining us today, Connie.
Thank you for having me.
That was Connie Maben with the United Steelworkers. I'm Brittany Sheets here with Angela Bachman, and you've been listening to The Union Edge, Labor's Talk Radio.